This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are helping in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. Now, also, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, as well as all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across the country, around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
What is going on in this country of ours when we have got 10 nurses who were over in California working at a hospital? They've now been suspended because they said they would not work without having the N95 masks that they were supposed to have to wear.
I don't know who made that decision, but, I mean, you can't ask a medical personnel to put themselves at risk. I mean, the very first rule is you take care of yourself first before you take care of any patients or anybody else. And that even goes all the way up to when you get on an airplane, you know, when the oxygen mask drop down, you put it on yourself first before you help the person next to you. So, I mean, the whole one, I think, needs some rethinking.
Got me, but I know that there was also a problem in New York with the same sort of circumstance, and they worked it out to where the nurses got the equipment they needed, and then that took care of that. Roger Stone was denied a new trial yesterday, but at the same time that happened, and I'm not surprised, the former attorney for the president, Michael Cohen, got released from prison because of the coronavirus outbreak there at the prison he was in, and he's going to serve the remainder of his term at home under house arrest.
It looks like he won't be released until May the 1st.
Okay. And Stone, I guess, is, I don't know, what's he going to hope for now that he gets released because of the coronavirus where he's at? I don't know. who knows?
I don't know. They may, you know, I don't know if there's another step that he can take to appeal that decision. But even if he is denied finally and cannot have a new trial, I think the Department of Justice can necessarily step in there and maybe take some interesting action when it comes to Roger Stone in light of the declassifications of the footnotes in the reports that are coming out. So
yeah, that's getting rather interesting, isn't it?
Yes. So Roger just needs to hold on here. I think things will necessarily work out in his favor. Even if they did give him a new trial, they may not do, because of where we are with the court systems and everything is done in a virtual mode, he wouldn't necessarily get a new trial for maybe a year or something anyway. So he just needs to be patient.
Now, the mayors of Chicago and Seattle have come out and said that they need more money than what they've gotten. They just can't make it with the federal aid they've gotten so far. They got to have more. I guess they're special.
Well, de Blasio said the very same thing yesterday, that, you know, they're out of money, and so the basic services that, you know, these cities provide, you know, garbage collection and so forth, is all going to suffer. Well, I guess maybe you should have necessarily been looking at your budgets all along. Inside the $2.2 trillion, there is money for the states. And the states can then, if they need to, you know, hand it off to these cities, and so be it. But, hospitals are looking for money. I mean, everybody's looking for money. I actually posted a thing yesterday that the best business going on in the United States right now is lobbying firms.
Yeah.
Because you've got all these companies, and you got all these hospitals are going, hey, you know, we want a chunk of that $2.2
trillion. Sure.
Everything from, you know, theaters to Six Flags. And the lobby effort is to get them more money than they necessarily deserve, if they deserve anything to start with. So, mm-hmm. The whole lobby thing is... and who do they lobby? Well, they're going to go lobby, you know, the respective senators or their respective representatives in the House, to see if, you know, they can't put in a good word to their connections over at Treasury or wherever, saying, oh, well, Six Flags employees, blah, 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 and, you know, they were only going to get $1 million, and now we want them to get $7 million. So, yeah.
Why is Elon Musk upset at CNN? What are they doing to him?
I don't know. I did see that. I think he was on... The View.
Okay.
Maybe. And I think he said something to, I don't know, Joy Behar or something, but I think it had to do with something with ventilators.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he's not very happy with CNN.
Well,
I think because they were doing some fake news or fake stories or concocted stories about ventilators, and he just says that's just not true, because I think, you know, he was one of the companies making ventilators.
That's right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, you like sports? Might be playing it again real soon. Just there might not be anybody in the stands. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, you can go over to the Facebook page, Americans for America, and I have a big logo ad right at the top of that under what's called comments. And then, by the way, check out liking the page and checking out the articles that are there on the Americans for America page. We get a lot of great people that put things in there. And the logo link, when you see that, you'll click on that and you'll be able to go to the free gun a day giveaway and sign up for the free gun a day. And also, while you're there, you can consider becoming a member. There are three levels of membership, and depending on which one you take, you could get a $474 free package, as well as the Concealed Carry magazine, because that's what you get for the becoming the super duper, you name it, it does it website type member of the USCCA. Now, everybody certainly gets the magazine, and some of you get a little bit more when you move up to the, let's like an A level, B level, C level. You start out at C, then you go to B, then you go to A. But when you get to the top of the heap, it's a $474 package that you get. So look up the USCCA logo right there on the Americans for America Facebook page and like the page while you're there. You're going to like it. It's got a lot of great stuff on it. All right. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us, and hello, come in.
Hello.
No. You are a sports person, right?
Yes, I am.
You like your football, right?
I like football and tennis.
Well,
not much for basketball.
Okay, well, I believe football is going to start normally the way it's supposed to. However, to begin with, the college games and the pro games probably won't have anybody in the stands. They'll be relying on the television contract to show everybody what's going on for a little while before they add people back, and then we'll see how they plan on doing that. But I did hear yesterday that the NBA is going to come back. The commissioner was on TV, and he was talking about no fans in the stands for a little bit, a special 25-game schedule. And then we also heard the NHL was planning on coming back, and they were talking about possibly playing in North Dakota, amongst other places, which is an area where they could put people in the stands, because that may be one of the states that's going to be opening sooner rather than later.
The commissioners of all the respective major league sports, and I think probably the NCAA, were all in conference with the White House. And I think what was necessarily happening here is not so much what the White House task force was telling the respective sports, but more what they were telling the White House. They've all been in confabs and trying to determine with technology companies what they could possibly do to restart their seasons, or when the seasons do start, in the case of, say, the NFL, what they can possibly do. So the burden and the creativity and the resourcefulness is really on the respective sports and their commissioners. In the case of the NFL, you know, you got to go to the players' union. Same thing with, you know, really any other. So it'll be kind of interesting on how they necessarily do this. And if you begin to say, okay, every fifth seat in a stadium ticket can be sold, well, is that seat that would normally sell for $50 go for $1,000? You see what I'm saying? I mean, does it get sold on a lottery? It sounds kind of interesting, but I think that these commissioners have got some big work to do in order to figure out how they would put people in the stands. So I think it televising it, maybe even pay-per-views in some cases, would be a first step.
Okay. Now we have a question from Troy, and he's a listener, and he's asking me, both of us, he's asking us, do you believe that Bill Gates and his foundation has your best interests in mind?
You know, Bill Gates is a guy that really kind of thinks in the technology world and then in human rights, okay? So just kind of put that piece out there. Now, I'm really kind of tired of seeing, would anybody, I refuse to take a vaccine that Bill Gates developed. I mean, that's how it's gotten down to this.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Gates doesn't develop vaccines. And even if there is a vaccine that comes out of a company that he has given money to through philanthropy, doesn't mean that it's a Bill Gates vaccine. Vaccines aren't going to get administered without all kinds of approvals and all the trials and all the other kinds of nonsense. So, I think people need to understand how that process works. This is a man that has a very different kind of view on things that are out there. Some of them are kind of fascinating. Some of them were a little scary. You know, at one point he said, there's too many people in the world.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I get it. And then he's upset because we're defunding, the World Health Organization for a while. We're suspending that to go through this investigation. My argument is that if he wants to pay some money to keep the thing going, fine, let him spend his money. But whatever he does, and if whatever people necessarily think of him, doesn't mean that everything he does is nefarious, because there's too many other checks and balances in the system. So he's not going to come out there and try and kill us. Let's be reasonable.
Now, what do you think about the San Francisco school system saying that rather than promoting people based on a test or a merit or whatever, they're going to give everybody, all their students an A, all of them, and then just automatically promote them?
That's
kind of whippy to me.
Well, I mean, school boards all across the country have to make those decisions. So they made it, so be it. Now, they may change up the next year, and things may look a little different. Other school systems are saying some may hold them back. Some may add an extra month onto next, or a month and a half onto the next semester. So, each individual school board, each individual state, you know, can do their own thing. I, as much as I am concerned and remain upset about the school systems, you know, you can't fight a governor, so the parents have to fight him.
Yeah, and speaking of school, we have another situation here where the SATs, which is what students have to take to score certain levels to be able to get into college, they're going to be canceled until at least the fall, and then they may be brought back in the form of a digital exam, which would be the first time that's been done.
There has been such controversy over college board exams for so long, and I think they're kind of archaic anyway, the way they're necessarily administered. That's why we're in a school, you know, that whole university scandal that we were in, that these movie stars and these wealthy were doing for their kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, other people were taking the college boards for them.
Yep.
So that's an awful lot of rethinking to happen there.
And by the way, what's the deal with that one movie actress and her husband? That's still an ongoing trial?
I think so.
Okay, because we'll probably find out about that sooner rather than later. Also, we have got the information came out from the Congressional Budget Office yesterday that the CARES Act is not going to cost as much as what we first thought, the $2.2 trillion. They're saying that they believe it's actually going to cost $1.6 trillion. So I guess that leaves $600 billion for something else.
Which is kind of interesting because I think that we need to go slow on that one. I did see that report. And as long as, since the Small Business Administration money ran out officially yesterday,
yep,
that maybe Mitch McConnell's got an opportunity, or the president, along with the Office of Legal Counsel and the Department of Justice, to take those monies and move them over to do a second round of funding for the SBA grant. So we'll see what necessarily happens there. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she drives everything that Chuck Schumer does, and Nancy Pelosi's just too busy showing off her gourmet ice cream.
All righty. Yeah. Oh, this is the chocolate, and that's the fudge, and that's the boukenberry. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition of the show, so you have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there. Read her great articles, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, headed to the break, coming back with a military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Governors working together to reopen our country. The governors of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin announcing a plan to work together to reopen portions of the states. The governors agree the reopening will be contingent on the number of new coronavirus cases. Now, in a joint statement, these governors say things will not open all at once, but in phases, depending on conditions. The governors of hotspots New York and New Jersey Jersey and four other states will also work to reopen once the coronavirus outbreak subsides. President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House coronavirus briefing,
"We're going to see that everything is working out smoothly. We're in very strong communication with the governors. We're going to be helping with testing. They're going to be doing the testing. It's got to be a localized thing, and it really has been since I've been involved."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, Bo Browning was on the air with us yesterday. Gave you a lot of great information. They're planning on opening up their campuses again on May the 4th. And I'll be right back right after this.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And they know that a lot of young people are not going to college right off the bat anymore. They're coming out of technical schools or vocational schools with a trade that they've learned. Maybe it's a carpenter, maybe it's a plumber, maybe it's an electrician, maybe it's a welder, maybe it's a heavy equipment operator, forklift operator, truck driver. But in any cases, some of the trades I just mentioned are going to start out in a union atmosphere. Now, the union job right away means two things. You're going to hear you're going to be getting this, you're going to be getting that, the benefits are going to be great, this, that, and the other. And yeah, the benefits are fine, but the pay is not what you think it is to begin with, because you're going to start out as an apprentice. Now, an apprentice in some of the unions, with some of the jobs I just mentioned, can be as long as a year. But you're always going to be, when you start out as an apprentice, at 80% of whatever the going rate is, because that's the way the contracts have been negotiated now, so that the people up the line could get a pay raise, while the people to the lower end of the line kind of had to pay their dues, so to speak, to get in through the battle to get up the ladder. Now, that being said, how would you like the opportunity to start out as an aviation maintenance tech 40 hours a week, making about $60,000 a year? How would you like that? That opportunity does present itself out there, and that opportunity also could mean something even better than that. You could wind up with a six-figure salary very soon, because if you are lucky enough to get a job with a military contractor or with a foreign company or with a military contractor that does work overseas, that's where you're going to get the bigger bucks. Now, if you stay in the United States, that's okay too. But you can still make a fair amount of money just by putting your own God-given ability to work. So to find out more, go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget to give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now that number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. All righty. Now, the number, and I'm going to give this out again because I had somebody ask me during the break, called me up. The number for veterans that are having problems with their debts with the COVID-19, there is a debt assistance number, because things have changed right now, ladies and gentlemen, with landlords and with banks and credit cards and all that sort of thing. You're being given a little bit of extra time under extenuating circumstances. But if you're in the military and you're a veteran and you're having a problem with a creditor, here is a number you can call, and they will help you with the problem. The number is 800-827-0648. 800-827-0648. That is the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line, and that's for military veterans only, not for active duty military. You guys have another number. I don't even know what that is. You find out through your CO or your base, whoever's on your base. Now, soldiers returning from Southeast Asia right now, the exercises that took place there over the COVID-19 concerns are right now returning home ahead to get ahead of the coronavirus pandemic in the region, because it is spreading over in Thailand. And I believe Steve can verify that for me. And also, the Navy should bring all of its ships into port and quarantine the majority of the crews while the vessels undergo a deep cleaning, or else face a COVID-19 outbreak similar to one aboard the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. Now, that came from the former Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus. He said that yesterday. By the way, two U.S. sailors now have tested positive on the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle, and they are now sidelined by the COVID-19 outbreak on that ship, the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle. That's not a very good place to be. We'll see what happens then. By the way, Mark Esper, Secretary of Defense, said the USS Roosevelt could be back at sea in weeks. He also raised the possibility that the former commanding officer, Captain Crozier, could be behind the helm again as the commanding officer. He said that that possibility was not out of the question. And remember, some 600 members of the crew of that vessel have tested positive for the coronavirus, and right now there is a deep cleaning going on of the ship as we speak. It's in Guam. Also, the destroyer USS Roosevelt, the Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer USS Roosevelt, is now operating with the U.S. 6th Fleet, as the newest hull in the quartet of U.S. ships, warships that are based in Spain. The USS Porter right now is operating in the Black Sea. We found that out yesterday. And ever since the coronavirus pandemic started to sweep across America, the U.S. Air Force has started to print 3D medical protective gear amidst the worldwide shortage. Now, they were using their machines that they had to make that medical protective gear, and they're currently distributing it to various military units across the Air Force. Now, a Air Force with their is preparing a possible mass evacuation of coronavirus-infected patients by testing whether or not it can transport dozens of people on board the aircraft, the big old C-5As, without first isolating them in containment capsules. They're going to be conducting some sort of experiments with that. Also, Air Force personnel manning nuclear missile silos in the U.S. heartland are performing rotations as long as 14 days. Fighter pilots on alert for immediate defense of the U.S. are kept in nearby isolation as well to see to it that they don't come down with this. There's a lot of effort being taken care of. And Marine recruits now, when they show up at Parris Island to undergo their basic training, they're going to undergo a 14-day quarantine right now upon the arrival at boot camp, which will make their basic training even longer. And as I said earlier, the Marine Corps is not changing their tune on haircuts. The barbershop at Camp Pendleton in California is still open for business, and they still have lines to keep it high and tight, which is what they do. And there you go. Now, the latest National Guard coronavirus update is 31,600 National Guard troops have been activated. 31,600. Now, that's up from where it was yesterday. We had it somewhere in the vicinity of 30. Now they're up to 31,600. And I don't know if they're just rotating these units around or if they're doing something different, but that's where we're at today. That's 1,600 higher than what it was the day before. So think about that. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear here. I want to say good morning to Sue, my favorite dispatcher. Hope you're doing well there, Sue. And good morning to everybody that's in the chat room right now. Let's see here. Eric and Lee and Richard the Marine and Amanda and Sam the Paperman and Lynn and Bill and Chuck and LJ and Chris. Good morning to all of you. And Thomas the Suicide Jockey's out there too right now. All righty. I'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Chris Markowski coming back. I'll be back after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Phoenix Ordnance. That's the guys that put on the Two Guys Gun Show. And joining us right now, we've got our friend and compadre, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning there, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Well, let me see here. Wall Street went up yesterday. Amazon and Netflix hit record highs. Are we supposed to be surprised about that?
Not really. I mean, my Amazon's price earnings it's off the charts, but yeah, at some point in time, you know, where Amazon's going to end up getting hit is that, you know, you're going to start getting state and local governments starting to ask for taxes. Right now, they're obviously not making much in any sort of local taxes, and they're going to really want to start getting Amazon to start chipping into that. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, okay, you know, the Nasdaq was up big yesterday because of some of these tech stocks, but. To me, it's a lot of wasted calories right now, if that makes any sense. Unless we get some real movement in regards to, really opening up the country. I don't put a lot of stock into really much market movements. Today, we've got some movements to the upside with some, potential in regards to a treatment for coronavirus. And that's why, you know, we've seen a jump this morning. So, we'll see what happens with that. We should get more information.
Well, there's a three-phase package, if you will, to jumpstart the country. And there's seven states, apparently, and everybody was trying to guess what the seven states were that seemed to be ready to just open up and hit on all 14 and a half cylinders that they've got, if you know what I mean. Nobody knows what the states are, and I'm not even going to care to guess on that one. But it looks like as if that may happen before May the 1st. But we've got about 20 states that are supposed to be up and at it between now and May the 1st for sure. And I think then it'll come pretty much every week after that. We'll add a state here, a state there, a state here, a state there. What do you think?
Well, we'll see. I think it's an opportunity, again, for many of the traditional red states, again, to attract more companies, more businesses to move. I really do. I think that, you know, if places like Tennessee, Texas, Florida, they do a good job in opening up the state, I think that might push a lot of people finally over the edge and say, hey, you know what, I'm moving. And you're going to see an influx of more businesses and more people move to your state permanently.
Well, one of the things that I should point out that those three states all have in common is no state income tax.
Well, that's always been a huge part of it. But again, I think that you know, certain places, if they you know, people feel it's just that they you know, it's taken too long, enough is enough. It's just been too draconian in regards to the measures that were taken. That might push them over the edge.
Mm. Speaking of draconian, with 22 million people now unemployed, signed up for unemployment, and the home building industry officially being told that we were told that it collapsed amongst the virus chaos and the scale of the job losses that we have not seen until, if you got to go all the way back to the Great Depression to see these kind of numbers, we got nowhere to go but up, right?
I hope you're right. I think we got more of a direction to the downside, quite honestly, when it comes to job losses. I really do. We're not there yet. You're going to see a second wave of job losses coming in with many businesses that sent people home to work from home, and they're looking at their bottom line, and they're saying, gee whiz, I can't even afford to keep these people on because my sales are down. So, I wish I was as optimistic as you were in regards to getting nowhere to go but up, but not until we start, not until we see things opening up. Until that point in time, I don't see much of a light at the end of the tunnel. Yesterday, we got this little three-phase plan. We don't know who's who and what's what. All I've seen is states, increasing the amount of time that they've given before they're going to open up, and that's not a good sign. I mean, so many people lost their mind. And you also got budget issues. Yesterday was interesting that New York City said there's not going to be any pools this summer. They can't afford to open them up. And they're actually talking about all the beaches being shut for the entire summer, which is what? I mean, you're going to drive people away. They're going to get up and they're going to go elsewhere. They're going to spend their money elsewhere. Not a good sign. So, again, it's got to be sooner rather than later.
Well, Florida opened the beach up yesterday in Duval County. You know where that is?
Duval.
Jacksonville.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, from Jacksonville to the Georgia line. So they opened the beaches up through there. And by the way, I got a question here right now. Let me see here. This is coming in from Tony, and Tony's up there by you. He's in New York, but he's in Poughkeepsie. He's saying, ask the watchdog. Well, okay, I'll read what it says. It says, ask the watchdog what I should do about my 401k. It's dropped almost 12% in the first quarter, and I'm really concerned.
I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, the market as a whole has dropped a considerable amount.
More than that.
You're doing okay. I mean, you don't do anything in situations like this. You kind of sit and you have to ride this out. What you try to do is you try to add to your positions as best you can, where you have value, where things have come down and the high quality stuff that you own is on sale. You want to add to it at these points in time. Nothing you can do in regards to that. You have to wait and you have to be a more of a long-term investor.
All right, now I'm getting a question about the Social Security checks. People are on Social Security and they're waiting for their, they've been told and they went through the computer. One person said they went to the computer and said they were going to get one of the stimulus checks, and that is true. They wanted to know when they're going to get it and how come they haven't got it already. I think the way they did this, and correct me if I'm wrong because you're more up on this than I am, but I think the way they did this to begin with was if you had done a 2019 tax return and it was in the system and completed, you immediately were going to get a refund, correct? Stimulus check. There we go.
If you file taxes, that was the fastest way.
But it was the 2019 return they were looking at first, and if they didn't have that to look at, then they looked at the 2018 return, right?
Yes.
And all they were looking
at. Don't forget the 2019 returns are not due until July 15th this year.
Right. And all they're looking at is the number of adjusted gross income.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're on the same planes together here so far. Okay. Now, if you don't have, and this is where the Social Security folks are confused, if you didn't file a tax return because you didn't have to because you're on Social Security, they're all wondering how it is they're going to get their money. And then some people are actually telling me, they're saying, well, we get a check in the mail. Well, gee whiz, even Internal Revenue is telling the people, hey, now is the time to do it by direct deposit because you'll get your check a lot sooner.
Well, absolutely, you're going to get it sooner if you get it by direct deposit. There's no doubt about that at all. You're going to get your money eventually. So don't fret. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
The people I'm concerned about really now are obviously the small businesses that get their PPP loans because of all of the screw ups that took place, not enough money being there. It's been a disaster.
Well, hopefully Nancy Pelosi will get off her butt. And by the way, folks, you need to be calling her office and any Democrat that you know in Washington, D.C. and tell them to get off their darn butt and get this fixed.
Yeah, it's got to be sooner rather than later. I don't know. They're asking for all sorts of other, nonsense when it comes to these loans and other sorts of handouts and giveaways. And even some of the lefties out there, the Chuck Todds of the world, are like, what are you doing? You've got to help these small businesses out because every day, we see the people that have died from coronavirus. They don't have a list up there of all the businesses that have died as well because they're going away fast.
Yeah, you're right. And by the way, the CARES Act apparently is going to cost a little bit less than a $2.2 trillion. It may, in fact, cost $1.6 trillion. So that's $600 billion that may be out there. Maybe it could take some of that money and use it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know. They have to do something.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend. The music's coming up in my ear, so we will talk to you bright and early Monday morning, and stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski. And Chris Markowski, of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He's up there. He lives in Huntington, Long Island. Up there, and he does a really good job. He's on the air this weekend. You'll hear him on 250 stations across the country, some of which I'm on. We share the same stations in some case. And I will be right back with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. And Frank and I are going to be loaded for bear when we come back. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of stuff going on. Kathy Curtis, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.